I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Very nice, Tom. That's excellent. Way to go,
well,
buddy.
You know, just clearing off the deck in here.
Well,
I thought you might be wrapping a birthday present or something in there.
Dang, I'm late. I haven't gotten that done yet.
Yeah. Starting in March, Google will track users across almost all of its sites.
Duh.
That will include YouTube, Gmail, its search engine. The integration would allow Google to tailor ads in users' Gmail based on YouTube videos they've been watching.
And I'm sure they would even be more tailored if you just go ahead and install and use Chrome for your browser.
All right. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that in a second.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Google is selling the changes, which users can't opt out of, as a service. For example, if a company thinks you're planning a trip to New York, it might suggest emailing your contacts there.
Yeah.
Here. Go ahead.
Now, Shepard Smith sort of hit the fan on this thing yesterday as far as, you know, personal liberties and things like that. Now, he said, though, that for them to do that, you have to have they can only do it for two people who have a Google account. And you don't have to have a Google account to look up something on Google. You have to have a Google account to do some of their special things, you know, I guess, like play games or become members of groups and stuff like that.
So, how about a Gmail account?
That would be a member.
That would be a member. Yeah, but, absolutely.
Oh, how about YouTube?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he did say that one way to, you know, take yourself out of this is to close your Google account and not do that anymore, which would obviously have a lot of impact for a lot of people.
Well, or just don't log in.
Yeah, just don't use Google. Start using.
Well, you can still use Google. Yeah. Just make sure, because I'm looking at Google right now, and on the top right there is a place I could click where it says sign in. I'm not signed in.
True.
Right.
You know, if you check your Gmail account, log out, close your browser, clear the cache, clear the cookies, do whatever you need to do, and then open the browser back up and check and see when you go to Google if your name or your account name pops up there.
Uh-huh.
And if it doesn't, then you should be signed out.
So I'm assuming what they're saying is that it can only follow places that you've gone while you're signed in, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, while you're signed in.
That's what it...
It doesn't mean you can follow... They can follow everything you've done if you've ever signed in, only when you've signed in.
That's what it...
No, that's what the government does.
Yeah, right.
That's what it sounds like.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I don't sign into... I don't have a Gmail account, so I don't sign into Google very much. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Again, we'll see.
Yeah.
I want to know where the button is that says, hell no, I don't want Google Chrome. Where is that? Because, you know,
it's right under that. It's that little X, and I'll click that right now, and it just went away.
Okay. But is it going to come back next time?
Well, let me hit refresh.
Yeah.
And nope.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't.
All right. Then I'll hit that little X. That just annoys the heck out of me. Now, they happen to say on there this morning.
Boy, first world problems.
Yeah,
first,
I know. We're changing our privacy. Yeah. We're changing our privacy policy in terms, not your usual yada yada. Learn more.
Mm-hmm.
They're being funny today out there in
Cupertino.
Cupertino, that's where they are, yeah. Facebook, you Facebook folks out there, Facebook timeline is getting mixed reviews, but like it or not, you're going to have to switch over eventually. In a blog post yesterday, the social network announced timeline is coming to all users in the next few weeks, okay? Once it's available, you'll get a notification at the top of your homepage. And once you opt in, and you will opt in, you'll have 7 days to preview your timeline and hide any content that you don't want out there in the open. The new interface and features have been opt-in since December. But in the coming weeks, there will be a universal rollout where all users will be forced to switch over. For you Facebook boys, there you go. Make your choices. All right, 817. Wait, let's take a call. See what this is all about. Hello.
I guess if you don't like the way Google makes their money, you could always just stop using their products.
Well, you could. That's exactly right. You always have that
I'm going
choice.
Back to WebCrawler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what we
Look
want.
Out, Alta Vista. Here I come.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's search that on Yahoo and see how that works out
Lycos.
For you. That's the one with the dog, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Go get it.
The dog's probably dead now.
Yeah,
so.
It's probably so. Anyway. Yeah. So, no, you don't. You don't have to use Google. You're exactly right. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
Put that in your diesel-powered computer and smoke it. All right. Anyway, Alan's here this morning from City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
What you got for us?
All right. We've got a couple of signups that are coming up for events and some public meetings. First one I'll start with is Citizens Police Academy, mm-hmm. and this is kicking off the first full week of February, so this won't start next week, but the following week.
Okay.
You've still got a little bit of time to sign up for it. English and Spanish language, they meet on different nights. English language will meet on Thursdays, and that starts the 9th of February. Spanish language will be on the 6th, and that starts on Mondays. And I don't know if I should mention the Spanish language because I'm talking in English right now.
But you at least can let people know so that they know somebody,
I
right?
So,
there you
sure.
go. Yeah.
Easy way to sign up is online. Go to BrianTXPolice.com, and then there'll be a Citizens Police Academy logo. Just click on that. It sends you to the registration form. It is free. They just have a limited class size because of classrooms and
sure.
things like that. And it lasts for 10 weeks. So still have a little bit of time to sign up for those. Something else with the police department while I'm mentioning is this is not a Citizens Police Academy. This is if you want to join the Bryan Police Department.
Okay.
They're actually,
this is the real thing where you go to work and stuff.
This is the real deal. The application deadline is into March, but I wanted to put it on everybody's radar. If you have a friend or family member, if you yourself have always wanted to be a police officer, this is your chance to test for one of those positions. The test is actually on March 31st. The deadline, March 21st. So make sure, and you have to apply with the city of Bryan, the normal, go to BryanTXJobs.com, look for the police department link, and then you have to sign in there, and then you have to take the test, and then, you know, there's the normal processes that you have to go through from that point on before you're given a uniform and a badge and a car. So if you are interested in that, though, you can look for more information on our website. We've got it right on the rotating banner on the front page. We had Hugh Walker in here last week with us. He was talking about the Bryan ISD Hall of Honor. That deadline is tomorrow to nominate worthy individuals who you think should be inducted into the 2012 class of the Hall of Honor. This is for any Bryan ISD graduate who's gone on to great things in their career. We've got several different categories. This is a very easy nomination form as well. You don't have to talk to anybody at all if you don't want to. Just go right to the website, bryantx.gov/Hall of Honor. Type in their name, a little bit of contact information, short paragraph of why you think that person should be nominated. And as we're stressing, if you nominated them last year, they weren't picked as the inaugural class in 2011, go ahead and throw their name in the hat again. We are keeping all the old names, but just to be on the safe side, throw their name in there again just so our committee sees them.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing, I mentioned this last week. I'll probably mention it again next week. On the 7th of February, which is a couple Tuesdays from now, we're holding a public meeting to talk about Canterbury Drive, possible expansion of it, or issues related to traffic over there in Copperfield, right around Sam Houston Elementary Street. It can get real busy in the mornings and in the evenings. And so we're talking about a couple different plans that we had for Canterbury Drive to try to alleviate some of those concerns. And there's a public meeting Tuesday, February 7th at 6:30 in the evening at the Sam Houston Elementary cafeteria. So if you live in Copperfield, if you're frustrated by the traffic issues, if you have any kind of say whatsoever, make plans to attend that meeting.
All right.
That's what I've got.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with Alan Bergman of the City of Bryan on Thursdays on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.